Episode 566, Confessions of an Upset Mama. Why didn't you tell me?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet ladies. I pray that your week has been absolutely spectacular. Has it been too crazy? I hope it hasn't been. But I know it can be busy. And you know what? Today is confession day. It's time to let it all out. It is okay. Take a deep breath and just relax. Sometimes we need to breathe into life a little bit because we hold our breath too much. Everything that's going on in our life, it's like, what's next? What's next? And then you're like, but I'm hyperventilating here because I haven't released anything yet. We live so tight. So today in Confessions of an Upset Mama, it's why didn't you tell me? You have probably heard that phrase way too many times. I know I have, and that's what we're chatting about today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted that you are here. It is amazing to have you a part of this family. Welcome, welcome. Great big hugs from across the airways. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more about what is happening, what's going on. You can sign up for the Kisses newsletter. It comes out once a week, and it is the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions just for you. Woo! All right, we're just jumping in. Because it's confession day, and confession days are good for the soul. It's good for it, and I mean, I enjoy them, and it's sad because you think about confessions as being sometimes negative because we are focusing maybe on some of the things that we don't like, but that doesn't mean that we can't make them better, and that's where we're focusing on today. Why didn't you tell me? It is beyond a challenge when you're the last to know. Why didn't you tell me? Discovering that mark on the carpet in the family room, only if someone would have told me. You know, I could have done something about it. The strawberries and chocolate, it doesn't make for a pretty stain on beige carpet. What were you thinking? How many times have you thought, why didn't you tell me? I should have been the first to know. We have these conversations with our children. Probably more than we want to even care to admit to. And then we also have them, though, with our husbands. We have them with our moms. I'm sure even now, to this day, you may have even said to your mom, why didn't you tell me? I tell her that sometimes. I'm like, Mom, why didn't you tell me that my cousin just had a new baby? Well, honey, I thought I did. Okay, that's a little different celebration there because it's positive. But most of the time when we say, why didn't you tell me, it's an attack on the other person. Think about it. Think about the conversations that you can recall, the discussions that you've had with your children, with your husband, with your mom, with your dad, maybe even with your girlfriend or your boss. Why didn't you tell me that you wanted this project due today instead of making the assumption that I already knew it was supposed to be done? Why didn't you tell me? As you go through different stages of your relationship, you know, you think about your children and they are an infant, literally a newborn, and then they move into infancy, into toddler, and then we've got preschool, and then we've got elementary, and then we've got what happened? Why are they growing up so fast? And all of a sudden, you jump and fast forward to they're in college. And you're like, what happened here in between? There's a lot that happens in between. Oh, yes, there is. But we also have stages in our marriage, the wonderful, awesome dating time, where all you can do is look at each other and no one can do any wrong. They don't even make you mad. Even though they make you mad, they really don't make you mad. You just let it roll. But once when you say, I do, the honeymoon phase starts to fade away. And then you get into your own rhythm and routine, living with that person. And then you're like, oh, well, maybe this wasn't what I thought it was. And you kind of become to develop your own personality even more. And up come the barriers. Oh, no, I want it this way. This needs to be done here. Relationships have stages. Why didn't you tell me? Happens way too often. All of this happens because of, number one, assumptions. We assume too much, whether it's because we think they already know it. We assume that maybe I already communicated that with them. The assumptions are there. And so we're like, well, you just should have known. Okay, not necessarily a good idea to go off of when you're talking about why didn't you tell me. Number two, we take for granted what has been learned or not learned in some instances. For example, the stain on the carpet. How many times have you told your children, you are to eat your snacks in the kitchen? Do not take the popsicles downstairs. Do not take the strawberries and chocolate downstairs, especially with the brand new carpet. We may be teaching them, and we've said this 200 times, but you know what? They're in the stage where they just haven't gotten it yet. So how they put it into practice is totally different. Number three, it just wasn't heard. We're too distracted. Traveling in the airport, do you know how many people actually looked at me eye to eye? I don't know about you, but between electronics, between the TV, between texting and cell phones and gaming, and I mean, it's like bing, bang, boom, binky, boom. I feel like I'm in a video game. My life is a video game. And we become too distracted, so we just didn't hear it. And all of this because who is right and who is wrong? Well, I know. Why didn't you tell me? Well, because I'm asking this question because, you know I'm right and I'm going to sit here and prove it because I don't want to be in the wrong. Mm-hmm. A lot of us have those conversations with our husbands. Why didn't you tell me? This has been a screaming match in my home. Why didn't you tell me? I can't believe you did this. What were you thinking? If you just would have come and told me what had happened, I could have taken care of it immediately. And then I wouldn't be in the position that I am now. Because when you're having the discussion, the conversation, and usually it's a screaming match or ends up becoming one. Why didn't you tell me? When you're in that mode, it's because it's cost you something. The why didn't you tell me is negative. Ultimately, it's a breakdown of communication. And it's a breakdown of communication within our own relationships. It's bad in our marriages. It's bad with our children. And we assume, why didn't you tell me? I don't know. Why didn't you tell me? Come on, Mom, get your act together. When they're littler, they can't have a full-blown conversation. But as they get older and older and older, they're even going to become what? More defensive. They're going to bite back harder or yell louder because they don't want to be wrong. They don't want to be in trouble. And you might be one who's caught in the middle. Maybe you got in trouble because dad said this, but it's really the child's fault. So you're sitting here caught in the middle and the blame's coming to you. Whoa, blame. We have a breakdown in communication within our relationships. We live in a world that it is almost too close with social media. It's too responsive. How many times have you sent an email expecting someone to respond within 2 minutes? And a day seems like an eternity. Do you remember snail mail? Do you remember that it would take 2 weeks to get a response back? And how awesome it felt when you got your letter back from your now hubby. But at that point, it was just your boyfriend. But now it's like, oh no, everything's right here. It's ready. We get mad because we're not responsive enough. We're not quick enough. Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me you needed that at the grocery store 2 hours ago when I was already there? I didn't know you were going to the grocery store. You can even have an argument of where you want to go to dinner. And nothing gets solved because of the backhanded slap talking you do to each other. It's ridiculous. Listen to yourselves speak. Listen to how you have a conversation. How do you talk to each other? What is the tone that you use? Why didn't you tell me? My children tend to say that to me. Yet, probably more often than not, I am saying it to them. Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me you got that speeding ticket? Why weren't you going the speed limit? We've had this discussion before. Why didn't you follow the rules? And why didn't you tell me? I now have to wait for a letter from the court. When you say, why didn't you tell me? It comes down to communication. But wrapped up in that statement is something called blame. And it's where we're placing blame on the other person, giving them the responsibility so it's their fault, making them carry the burden. Therefore, what? You don't have to accept ownership at all. You can wash your hands of it. Oh, wasn't my fault. I don't know what you were thinking. You go right ahead there, honey. But why didn't you tell me? Oh, yes, I just want to say because I told you so. Didn't I tell you so? What good does it do to place blame on someone, to attack someone? Because when we say, why didn't you tell me? And we begin to really understand how that sounds when we use it, for the most part, again, it can be used in a positive manner, but those aren't usually what it's connected to. It's the negativity. It's the blame. And we don't want to carry that burden. Why didn't you tell me? That breakdown of communication can tear relationships apart. It breaks my heart when I see some of my girlfriends who have teenagers and they're struggling. Because ultimately what they're doing is, and this, I'm telling you, this is full confessions here. We are shutting out our own children because of our breakdown of communication. We are closing the door on them as they stand in front of us. And we are making that decision. We are choosing to do that. When you say, why didn't you tell me? It's throwing blame to them. That's not really fair to a 4-year-old. And it's not really fair to a 20-year-old. And it's not fair to your husband, who you've been married to for 26 years. Communication is beyond essential when it comes to having a successful, thriving, enjoyable relationship in life and making it meaningful and understanding one another. We need to begin improving our communications with the ones that we love most. How do you communicate with your girlfriend? Do you use that backhanded slap talk with them? Probably not very often. Why? Because you don't let all your guards down 100%. So how can you improve communication in your relationships and break the cycle of why didn't you tell me? Break the cycle of blame and increase an amazing connection through your communications. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Listen with two ears and two eyes. Did you get that? Were you listening? Because if you were listening, you would hear that I said, listen with two ears and two eyes. That's going to be a little strange because eyes don't listen, but they do. We are so quick to jump. It's a self-defense mechanism. Why didn't you tell me? Immediately puts up this whoop bars, barriers, structures of you are not coming through here. You're not going to bulldoze me down because I know I'm right. And then it brings in control. And that's about slamming each other back and forth, blame. Who's wrong? Who's right? And it is a never-ending battle. It's kind of like the BattleBots. Have you seen that show? It's at least played here in the U.S. during our summer hours. It's on right now, actually. My boys love it. It's where a team of individuals come together and they build this robot thing, and they look weird. Some have drones, and some have like shoots fire from them. It's really cool, and they're big. Some are big, some are small, and they go to battle, and they fight in this ring until one of them has a knockout. And I think it's 3 minutes that they play this. And it's basically till death. Like, you know, you knock them out or the judges decide based on how much damage was done. Why didn't you tell me get you into the BattleBot ring? Because you were doing damage to your relationship. You were killing your communication. And that's not something to be proud of. That's not something that you want to say, yes, I want this on my resume in my marriage. Yes, I want this when my kids talk about me. It only sets everybody up in survival mode, and that's full attack. And everybody's in for their own self. It's the self-defense mechanism. So what does it look like to listen with two ears and two eyes? Number one, it's alert to the words and body language. You have to be alert to the words and body language. Pay attention to it. And it's not just the words. You have to see what they're saying. That's why texting can be just so awkward. It can be so strange because you remove the emotional factor of it, even with emojis. Because an emoji to me may be means something differently than it does to you. So it can be very confusing. So you need to be alert to the words and body language. Number two, you must have a boundary of respect. We take for granted our loved ones. We take for granted our hubby is always going to be there for us. We take for granted that our children love us unconditionally because we feed them, we clothe them, we provide them education. We give them a vacation once in a while. We buy them things as surprises. But you still need that boundary of respect. You have to respect each other. Just because you say I do, and just because you gave birth, or just because you adopted them, doesn't give you the permission to mistreat. But we do it. And we do it harshly with our words and our communication with each other. You must have a boundary of respect for one another. Number three, you need to connect to their eyes. In the airport, drove me crazy. I would look over at people. I wasn't on my phone much at all. I don't even think I looked at Facebook once when I was traveling. And when I was in the airport, I was watching everybody else. And I was amazed at how these two cute, adorable little girls, one was probably a year and a half and the other one was about three. I'm guesstimating. I don't know that, but that's about the size that they looked. Adorable. Both of them were little. Both petite, blonde hair. One had curly hair and one had straight, and they were holding each other's hands. Mom was about, five and a half steps back. And little did they know that as they were walking in the big hallway area, there was a Homeland Security puppy dog that was being trained. He had a squeaker ball in his mouth because they had just gone through a training session, and he found whatever he was looking for. I don't know what they were testing him for. I don't know if they were looking, whatever they were testing him for, but he won, okay? The dog got rewarded with his squeaky ball. And so the puppy dog is standing there with his squeaky ball, and he's making noise. And these two little girls were so focused on this store that had candy at their eye level. They came within arm reach, their arm reach, not our arm reach, of the puppy dog and never noticed the puppy dog. And I just sat there and giggled. I'm sure people around me thought, what are you giggling about? Actually, they probably didn't even notice because they were too focused on their own phones. They weren't connecting to the world. We have got to connect to our loved ones. We need to connect to the eyes, the two eyes. You've heard that the eyes are the window to the soul. Connect to the eyes. And number four, zone in. Remove the distraction. Stop trying to multitask. It drives my children batty when they come in. and I am sitting there writing, and they want to have a conversation. They want, especially my youngest, he comes in and says, "Mom, can I have somebody come over?" And he goes on to tell me what they're going to do. And I heard, "Can I have," I get the name of the child, and then I hear the end of it because I'm so focused in. That doesn't always happen. But it does enough to where they just sit there and stand and they wait for me now to acknowledge them, because otherwise they're having to repeat it three times. Why didn't you tell me? Because I wasn't listening. So zone in. Remove those distractions. Be aware of the specifics. It's the ABCZs here on Listen with Two Ears and Two Eyes. Communication is essential to having a happy, healthy marriage. It is essential to having a happy, healthy home. It's essential to building a healthy, happy relationship with your children. It's essential to building business relationships in your entrepreneurial world with your clients. Listen with two ears and two eyes and be amazed at the fact of what you might have been missing. "Why didn't you tell me?" will disappear. And you can smile more than arguing. Wouldn't that be a great joy to have in your life, that you don't argue as much anymore because you're truly listening, you're understanding, you're fully communicating, you're dropping the blame. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.